This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here!
Go! Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers back home for a quick three-game set with the San Diego Padres. Into the battle of the Joes on the mound, Joe Musgrove for San Diego and Joe Ross for the Brewers. Ross got off to a good start, but that would change later. The Brewers' offense got off to a good start. That also would change later. In the first inning, though, it was Willy Adames coming through.
Bouncer hit towards the hole in the left field, the base hit. Chorio around third. He's going to score easily, and the Brewers have the lead.
The Brewers, in fact, would load the bases in the first after that RBI single, but failed to push anything else across. But then in the second inning, with two outs and two strikes on him, the Wonder Kid strikes again.
Pitch. Hit to left. Deep. Warning track. At the wall. And it is gone. Jackson Chorio just hit one out of here. It hit the top of the fence and kept on going. It didn't come back our way. It went the other way.
Bob Uecker on the call here on WTMJ. All three of Jackson's young home runs this season have been here at home, and all of them have been on secondary offerings. So the Brewers in control, 3-0. Joe Ross, through three innings, had only 31 pitches to his ledger, had only allowed two hits. In fact, he'd only thrown six pitches out of the zone. But then things would quickly change. In the fourth, a leadoff walk would come around to score on an RBI fielder's choice from Ha-Sung Kim, beating out a double play ball. But then in the fifth, the wheels would fall off for the Brewers. An infield hit, seeing-eye single by Luis Campusano. A line drive single in the right, the only well-struck ball of the inning by Tyler Wade. First and second, nobody out. Then a bloop single by Xander Bogaerts. That loaded the bases. Fernando Tatis Jr. swung at the first pitch he saw and bounced out. However, it did score a run. Second and third, one out. Jake Cronenworth at the plate. But a pass ball allowed a run to score and get a runner to third. Then on the next pitch, Cronenworth reaches on a controversial catcher interference. The next batter to the Boo Birds was Manny Machado. And the Brewers try to do a little razzle-dazzle.
And now the pitch. Machado bounces one up the middle. And the flip, backhanded style from Terang to Willy Adames, covering at second, was wide of Adames. That was the only play for Terang. That was the only way he could handle it.
That was an unfortunate gamble. It did not pay off. That gave the Padres the lead 4-3. But then next batter struck out. He had a chance to get out of the inning with Ha-Sung Kim, but a pitch timer violation for a walk reloaded the bases, and then the floodgates opened.
Soft little drive into left center. He's going to drop for a base hit. Two more runs are going to score for the Padres. Cronenworth and Machado are in. And they've scored runs numbers 4 and 5 here in the inning. It's 6-3 Padres.
I mean, it happened in the blink of an eye. They would end up scoring 7 unanswered as this one goes by the way of the Padres. It's the first time all year the Brewers have lost back-to-back games, but they're back at it tomorrow, and we'll preview it coming up next as the Brewers fall 7-3. Back after this on WTMJ.